Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the latest book, Launch Your Platform. And today, I'm really excited to give you a sneak peek of what I've been working on behind the scenes. You know, since launching the latest book, Launch Your Platform, we have just had an amazing time getting feedback from many of you. The kind reviews, the comments, even the video calls, the launch team. Man, it has been a blast. Now, oftentimes, there's a lot more that goes into just writing a book, and one of those is creating the audiobook. And that's what I'm in the middle of right now. In addition to that, I'm also creating the companion workbook because I don't want you just to read it like another book. I want you to have something nearby so you can take action. These books, the Your Message Matters series, is designed to be actionable. I want to break down kind of the mystery of building a personal brand online, and I want to do it all step by step over the course of 7 books. Now, these books are digestible, meaning they're half the size of a normal book. And I would encourage you, if you're just getting started, start with book 1, Discover Your Message. In fact, we've done a whole series right here on this podcast. You can go back and listen to those. But today I want to talk about Launch Your Platform. What I'm going to do is I am going to let you hear chapter 1. Now, chapter 1 is the Messenger Launch Plan. It's where I actually lay out the entire 7-step process in the first chapter that the rest of the book is going to help you to implement step by step. So I thought it'd be fun to just let you listen to the entire first chapter of the audiobook, exactly how it's going to be on the audiobook, and you get first access. Now, if you haven't yet gotten a copy of the book in Kindle, print, paperback, or hardcover, you can go to platformgrowthbooks.com, platformgrowthbooks.com, and at the time of this recording, I've got the Kindle version at just $2.99, and even the paperback at just $6, where you can get a copy sent to your home. All right, without further ado, let's jump right into chapter 1 of the audiobook that will be released soon. Here we go. Chapter 1, Day 1, The Messenger Launch Plan. In the blink of an eye, a website can go from nothing to a viral sensation. YouTube first flickered to life in 2005. It could have easily vanished into the dusty corners of failed tech startups. The resolute founders turned early struggles into monumental success. They did this by being optimistic and resilient. They also refused to cut corners. YouTube's origin story has become legendary. Who hasn't heard about the site where you can watch everything from cute puppies to how-to videos? But before the viral fame and billion-dollar buyout, it was just a sparse website. Only a few visitors trickled in. Uploading video was still complicated for most people, and watching online drained bandwidth. Despite humble beginnings, the founders persevered. They upgraded the technology, forged partnerships, and enhanced the user experience. Bit by bit, YouTube took shape as not just a video site, but a vibrant community. YouTube became a smashing sensation overnight. This happened only a year after revamping its strategy. The creators didn't try boiling the ocean on day one or expect instant results. They laid a thoughtful foundation focused on users' needs. Having the right building blocks in place allow your new online platform to gather steam and thrive. This chapter reveals the step-by-step game plan to launch your site for successful takeoff, not quick failure. Let's start by assembling the launch pad to your success story. Day one, the Messenger launch plan. Most people launch online platforms haphazardly without much of a plan. This haphazard approach often causes new personal brands and websites to flounder right out of the gate. They launch without a strategy. As a result, they often fail to attract an engaged audience. Some common mistakes include failing to differentiate your brand clearly, weak visual branding and messaging, poor website setup that confuses visitors, launching without much content ready, neglecting promotion. Without differentiation, you blend into the noisy online crowd. Weak branding fails to connect emotionally or project professionalism. A confusing website drives visitors away fast. No content means no reason for people to stick around and engage. And with no promotion, even the best site withers in obscurity. What's the alternative? A successful launch requires an intentional, structured approach. You need to take the time up front to lay the proper foundation. This means defining your unique brand voice clearly and dialing into your ideal audience. It involves crafting a visual identity and core messaging that pops. You need to set up your website to capture prospects immediately. Have core pages and initial content ready to engage visitors. Promoting a compelling brand story gives you initial momentum. In other words, a structured launch process allows you to systematically build an audience and tribe right from the very start. It kickstarts your efforts onto the path of sustainable success. The good news is the book provides you with a simple launch plan to make all of this happen in 21 days or less. So let's walk through exactly what that looks like. Step one, develop your brand voice. The first step is developing your brand voice. Your brand voice is essentially the unique way you share your message. It is the style and personality you project through your content and messaging. Just as every person has their own voice literally, your brand needs to have its own figurative voice. This voice should ideally align with your natural personality and interest. There are actually 12 core brand voice archetypes to choose from. Examples include the sage, the explorer, and the hero. Each archetype attracts a different kind of audience. It is crucial to select the right brand voice that fits you authentically. This is important for connecting with your ideal audience from the start. Let's say, as an example, your brand voice archetype is the sage. This voice uses wit and wisdom to educate audiences. Use the rugged explorer voice to attract outdoor adventurers, not intellectuals. In the next chapter, we'll cover each of the 12 brand voices in more in-depth. The key takeaway for now is understanding the importance of identifying your natural brand voice. This allows you to start engaging the audience that is a great fit for you right from the beginning. Don't try to be everything for everyone. Dial into the voice made for your tribe. Step two, define your brand strategy. Once you've defined your brand voice, the next step is determining your brand strategy. This includes establishing your visual identity through elements like colors, fonts, and logos. It also includes picking your domain name. Your visuals are incredibly important because colors and images instantly impact emotions. When people see your brand colors and logo, you want them to feel drawn in by what they say about you. For example, Coca-Cola's bold red and white colors and flowing script logo build feelings of vitality and Americana. From the beginning, their visual identity strategically attracted thirsty customers. So take time to carefully select your color palette, typography, logo design, and domain name. These strategic branding choices build instant recognition and authority. They allow people to form positive associations with you right away. We'll cover this more in chapters 3-6. Step 3, craft your brand story. You have your brand story defined. Your visual brand strategy is set. Now it's time to focus on crafting your brand story. Your brand story is the crucial messaging and positioning conveyed through your website. It's especially important on your homepage. This is your first impression, and you only get one chance to get it right. The copy, positioning, and messaging must instantly resonate with your target audience. It should clearly speak to their hopes, dreams, and struggles. Visitors will quickly click away if your brand story falls flat or feels generic. For example, research shows that a compelling brand story can improve conversion rates by over 85%. However, weak or unfocused messaging has the opposite effect. So take the time up front to craft your brand story carefully. Let it truly capture the imagination of the audience you want to attract. Make it about them, not you. Speak to their burning needs and desires. An on-point brand story triggers an instant feeling of, you're speaking directly to me, in your ideal visitor. This emotional connection is invaluable, so don't gloss over this step. In chapters 7-10, we will unpack a proven brand story framework for you. Step 4, set up your website pipeline. You've set the stage by defining your brand voice, honing your visual identity, and crafting your core brand story. Now it's time to set up the core pipeline on your website. The pipeline involves the follow-up sequence after someone visits your site and signs up or expresses interest. It's the pathway you guide them down from visitor to lead to customer. Many people mistakenly expect one and done sales from a single site visit. But the money is in the follow-up, as the saying goes. An automated and thoughtful pipeline turns interested visitors into engaged subscribers. Ultimately, it turns them into buyers. For example, someone signs up for your email list. Your follow-up pipeline then delivers a sequence of 5-7 emails over the next week. Each email provides valuable content and moves them along the sales process until they convert. Don't just expect instant conversions. Take the time to map out this pipeline. Nurture your prospects through an intentional path to becoming customers. This pipeline fuels long-term business growth. In chapters 12-15, I'll share with you a powerful automated prospect funnel you can easily set up. Step 5. Build out your core website pages. You've got your website homepage set up, but you can't stop there. To fully engage visitors, you need to build out additional core pages on your site. These provide further value and next steps for interested prospects. Some key pages to focus on include About page. Tell us about your backstory, passion, and mission. It builds trust. Services page. Details your offerings and their benefits. Fuels sales. Contact page. This makes it easy for visitors to get in touch. Enables leads. Blog or content page. Share your latest published content. Drives engagement. And resources page. Provides free value up front, like checklists or downloads, and captures prospects. Develop these crucial website pages up front. They inform visitors, inspire them to keep exploring, and prompt them to take action. For example, Steve Jobs insisted early Apple websites have detailed product pages to draw in and engage visitors fully. In summary, core website pages help you build credibility through your backstory, show the value you provide, make it easy for visitors to reach out, give visitors reasons to stick around and consume content, capture leads through free resources and opt-ins. The key takeaway is not to just focus on your homepage. Build out key pages to inspire engagement from website visitors. We'll unpack this more in chapters 16 and 17. Step 6, launch your core blog content. Your foundation is set with a defined brand voice, a compelling brand story, and a website designed to convert visitors. Now it's time to start launching content. Consistently publish fresh content like blog posts, videos, and podcasts. This gives people reason to visit your site. It also helps them stick around. It demonstrates your expertise. Content helps attract search traffic, and it fuels your pipeline. Too many people wait months after launching before they publish any content. That leaves a barren site with little to engage prospects. Don't make that mistake. Start blogging or publishing videos immediately. Even as you build up a consistent content schedule, loading up initial content populates your site and provides reasons for people to visit your site often. Regular new content is like a fisherman consistently putting out new bait to attract fish. You draw in your audience with each piece you publish. In chapter 18, I'll share my favorite blog post templates. Step 7, attract your first subscribers. You've built a compelling platform foundation, crafted a conversion-focused website, and published initial content. It's time to promote your new brand and start actively building an audience. Many people mistakenly think if you build it, they will come. But without promotion, even the best website languishes in obscurity. You need to get the word out. Start promoting your new brand through social media. Also, try guest posting on other sites. Pursue strategic partnerships and any other grassroots channels available. For example, in Airbnb's early days, they partnered with influential travel bloggers. This helped drive initial interest and pick up traction. Promoting your platform gives you momentum right out of the gate. Don't keep it a secret. Get out there and actively spread the word. Connect with your first fans. Offer incentives for shares. Attract initial prospects to accelerate growth. We'll lay out all of the steps for you in chapters 19 through 21. Day 1, exercise. Create a simple launch plan draft. To start putting these launch steps into action, do this quick 10-minute exercise. Grab a sheet of paper or open a new document. Write down, quote, my launch plan, end of quotes, at the top. Then, under that heading, write the numbers 1 through 7 down the left side. This represents the 7 launch steps we covered in this chapter. Next to each number, jot down just 1 to 2 words about how you could apply that launch step for your new website or platform. For example, 1, brand voice, friendly teacher, 2, brand strategy, soothing blue colors, 3, brand story, help struggling single moms. Spend 5 to 10 minutes brainstorming your own simple notes for each step. This will get your launch juices flowing. The point is not to overwhelm yourself by implementing everything right now. Just start mapping out some initial launch ideas. As you progress through the rest of the book, we'll fully cover how to execute each step. So right now, start visualizing how to apply this strategic launch blueprint to your unique brand. By taking a few minutes to think through your own plan, you'll build momentum and set the stage for a successful launch. Day one, key takeaways. Follow an intentional, structured plan. Don't just wing it. Lay the proper brand foundation up front before creating your website. Design your website to convert visitors from the first click. Create core content and promote actively right away. Okay, welcome back. This is back live. I hope you enjoyed chapter one of the audiobook. And I'm currently actively recording it, and it's going to be available everywhere audiobooks can be listened to or found or downloaded, whether that's Audible, Apple, Spotify, Barnes & Noble, all of that's coming your way soon. But I thought you would enjoy hearing the first chapter because I truly believe it gives you kind of the roadmap, the plan that we tackle in the rest of the entire book. We break all of what you heard just now down into easy, digestible steps every day. In fact, the book is a 21-day launch plan, meaning if you'll take one meaningful action for 21 days, you will have a completely mapped out, designed out platform where you can build your personal brand online. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And in fact, if you love this podcast, will you take a moment and like, share, subscribe, or even review our show? And until next time, never forget, your message matters.